Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this fourth Sunday of Advent, December 22nd, Pope Francis, getting over a cold, leads the Angelus from the chapel of Casa Santa Marta. He appeals for a Christmas ceasefire around the world, saying, "May weapons be silenced and Christmas carols resound." And in his Angelus reflections, he celebrates motherhood, saying, "Let us praise God for the miracle of life." In the Vatican, I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Pope Francis led the recitation of the Sunday Angelus from the Casa Santa Marta on this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent, as he's recovering from a cold. He spoke to pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square who were following him on the large television screens in the square.
Tacciano le armi e risuonano i canti natalizi.
During his address, the Pope called for a Christmas ceasefire on all war fronts in our world. The Pope expressed his profound concern for all those enduring the suffering caused by wars and violence. And in his words, in his greetings to the faithful, following the recitation of the Angelus, just 3 days before Christmas now, the Pope remembered in particular Mozambique, caught between poverty and violence, noting his attention and concern for them and praying that dialogue and the quest for the common good, supported by faith and goodwill, may prevail over mistrust and discord. The Pope also then denounced how so much cruelty is being inflicted on innocent children in other conflict zones in our world. He said, in particular, tormented Ukraine continues to be struck by attacks against the cities, which at times damage schools, hospitals, and churches. And he prayed, "May the weapons be silenced and Christmas carols resound, and let us pray for a ceasefire on all war fronts, in Ukraine, the Holy Land, in all the Middle East, and the entire world, for Christmas." And he said, with sorrow, he thinks again of Gaza, of so much cruelty, of the children machine-gunned, the bombing of schools and hospitals, so much cruelty.
Questa mattina ho avuto la gioia di stare con I bambini.
Francis also noted how on Sunday morning he had the joy of spending time with children, their mothers, and those who attend the Santa Marta Dispensary in the Vatican. The charitable service is hosted and run inside the Vatican by the Vincentian Sisters. The dispensary has a 102-year-long history, and Pope Francis paid tribute in particular to Sister Antonietta Colacchi, whom he described as a grandmother of everyone, and he thanked her for her long service. The Pope described how his heart was filled with joy, and he underscored how every child is a gift of God. Pope finally then gave his customary blessing of the Bambinelli Christ Child figurines brought by children and their families to St. Peter's Square for the occasion, and ones that they place in their own nativity scenes at home. The Pope described it as a simple but important gesture, and concluded by expressing hopes that everyone remembers their grandparents, and may no one remain alone during these days. And in his reflections before leading the recitation of the Angelus Prayer, Pope Francis focused on the gift of motherhood and the miracle of life. Christopher Wells tells us more in this report.
On the fourth Sunday of Advent, just a few days before Christmas, Pope Francis invited the faithful to recognize God's presence and God's love for each one of us, and especially in the gift of every life, of every child carried in its mother's womb. The Holy Father based his reflection on the encounter between the Virgin Mary and her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, a meeting of two women rejoicing at the extraordinary gift of motherhood. In St. Peter's Square, too, the Pope said, there are mothers with their children and expectant mothers.
Per favore, non restiamo indifferenti alla loro presenza.
Please, let us not remain indifferent to their presence, he said. Let us marvel at their beauty, and, as Mary and Elizabeth did, at the beauty of expectant mothers. Let us bless mothers and give praise to God for the miracle of life. Amidst the joyful celebrations of Christmas, the Pope said, let us remember to express the feelings of joy every time we meet a mother who is carrying a child in her arms or in her womb.
Ricordiamoci però di esprimere sentimenti di gioia ogni volta che incontriamo una madre che porta in braccio o in grembo il suo bambino.
So that every motherhood may be blessed, and the name of God thanked and exalted in every mother of the world. Ahead of the traditional blessing of the Bambinelli, the baby Jesus figures that will be placed in nativity scenes throughout Italy and around the world, Pope Francis asked the faithful to reflect, "Do I thank the Lord because he made himself a man like us, to share in all of our existence apart from sin? Do I praise him and bless him for every child that is born? Do I support and defend the sacred value of the life of the little ones from the moment of their conception in the maternal womb?"
Maria, la benedetta fra tutte le donne, ci renda capaci di provare stupore e gratitudine.
Pope Francis concluded his reflection with the prayer that Mary, blessed among women, might make us capable of experiencing wonder and gratitude before the mystery of nascent life. I'm Christopher Wells.
In other news, overnight Pope Francis expressed his closeness to victims of the attack in Germany in a telegram signed by Cardinal Pietro Parolin, Vatican Secretary of State. The telegram was sent to German President Steinmeier, and the Pope expressed his sadness for those killed and injured in the attack on a Christmas market in Magdeburg, Germany. In the telegram, Pope Francis expressed his dismay upon hearing news of the attack, where on Friday evening a car crashed into the crowds at a local Christmas market, causing at least 5 deaths, including a 9-year-old child, and injuring more than 200 others. In the telegram, the Pope says he shares in the grief of those affected and assures all the victims of his spiritual closeness. The telegram also notes all those who are working to support the victims at this difficult time, and the Pope thanked them in particular for their outreach, while he prays for the deceased and entrusts them to Christ our hope, invoking from the heart divine support and consolation for all. In just 2 days' time, Pope Francis will open the Holy Door on Christmas Eve in St. Peter's Basilica to mark the beginning of the Jubilee of Hope. Thanks to audio streams on Vatican Radio and videos produced by Vatican Media in collaboration with YouTube, the faithful will be able to follow every major moment of the Jubilee thanks to the Vatican News Portal, offered in 53 languages, including sign language. For the opening of the Jubilee, Pope Francis invites us to pray to prepare ourselves throughout this year so that the Jubilee may strengthen us in our faith, helping us to recognize the risen Christ in the midst of our lives, transforming us into pilgrims of Christian hope. This event for the entire Universal Church can be experienced and shared by all via Vatican Media, Vatican Radio, Vatican News, L'Osservatore Romano newspaper. Also thanks to agreements with our broadcasters, newspapers, social platforms around the world. And all these activities are made possible thanks to the help also of the Knights of Columbus, the fraternal organization that's helped provide Vatican Media with the technology it needs to reach you around the globe. Yesterday, Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly and Paolo Ruffini, the prefect of the Dicastery for Communication, together with Cardinal Marcello Semeraro, prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, blessed a new state-of-the-art broadcasting van donated to the Vatican by the Knights of Columbus. After the broadcasting van was blessed by Cardinal Marcello Semeraro, Paolo Ruffini expressed his gratitude for the Knight's gift, and this new communications vehicle, he said, was designed to be ready for the Jubilee, ready to broadcast the images from the Vatican, from the heart of our Catholic Church, to share the images of the Jubilee and to narrate our pilgrimage of hope, a hope that is rooted in faith. Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly spoke to Vatican News about this special occasion and their assistance over the years, the Knights of Columbus, in making the communication of the Holy See reach billions and billions of people around the world.
My name is Patrick Kelly. I'm Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, and I'm here at the Dicastery for Communications to celebrate the blessing and the inauguration of a new mobile broadcasting van that will help the Dicastery get the voice of the Pope and the words of the Pope out to the rest of the world and really deliver the message of Jesus Christ from the Vatican to Catholics and all people of goodwill around the world. I'm particularly pleased to be here on just several days before the great Jubilee of Hope begins on December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2025. I think it's fitting that we are here inaugurating this new van at this time. The Knights of Columbus was an organization founded by Blessed Michael McGivney, and our second principle is unity. And that unity is what we as Knights are all about as we partner with the Vatican Dicastery for Communications, with the mobile van, and with so many of their communications endeavors to get the message of the Church and the saving message of Christ out. So it's that unity that really drives the Knights to do this and to partner in this way. This is the fourth van that the Knights of Columbus have partnered with the Dicastery on, going back to the 1980s. But even earlier, the Vatican and the Knights of Columbus cooperated on communications projects going back to 1965, nearly 60 years ago. So it's a tremendous honor for me to be here today and to witness and to be part of this great partnership that is 60 years old, and we hope and pray that that partnership continues for decades to come.
And finally, each year in the days surrounding Christmas, Vatican Radio invites Christian leaders and heads of charitable organizations around the world to send Christmas greetings to you, our listeners. And with the Jubilee coming up now, we've invited them to reflect on the transformative power of finding hope in the peace of Christ in a war-torn world. Today's message comes from Cardinal Vincent Nichols, Archbishop of Westminster and President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
I might be getting on a bit, but I can still remember the sense of excitement as we approached Christmas. As a child, I'd say, "Mummy, is it Christmas yet?" Well, this waiting is nearly coming to an end, and it's beautifully expressed in these two verses of a traditional Advent hymn. Like the dawning of the morning on the mountain's golden heights, like the breaking of the moonbeams on the gloom of cloudy nights, like a secret told by angels getting known upon the earth, is the mother's expectation of Messiah's speedy birth. Thou hast waited, child of David, and thy waiting now is o'er. Thou hast seen him, blessed mother, and will see him evermore. Oh, his human face and features, they were passing sweet to me. Thou beholdest them this moment. Mother, show them now to me. With those words, I wish you a very happy Christmas. I hope you find time to go to the crib, to see the Saviour's face, to see it held in front of us by his Blessed Mother. For he is our peace, and he is our joy, and he is the reason for me saying wholeheartedly a very happy Christmas to you all.
And that brings us to the conclusion of this edition of our Vatican News Update. For these and other stories, check out vaticannews.va for the full story, and be sure to tune in the next few days with the opening of the Jubilee with all of our coverage. My thanks to Adriano Vitali for the tech help here. Thaddeus Jones here signing off, wishing you a good day or a good evening wherever you are. Thanks for joining us.